Well, efforts are still underway to rescue the 17 missionaries who were kidnapped more than a week ago in Haiti. 16 American citizens and one Canadian were captured by a notorious gang after visiting an orphanage in a suburb of the capital, Port-au-Prince. The ransom is $1 million per person. And the leader of the gang said in a video posted online that if demands are not met, the hostages would be shot. Amanda Coletta has been following this story for The Washington Post and joins us now. Amanda, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you for being here. So 5 children are among the hostages. One is just 8 months old. Can you tell us about how these missionaries are doing and what kind of conditions they're being held in?
We know very little about the conditions of the missionaries with Christian Aid Ministries even where exactly they are being held. We know that they were ambushed east of Port-au-Prince, as you mentioned, after a visit to an orphanage in October. But beyond that, government officials who are working to secure the release, as well as the charity in Ohio that they're affiliated with, have said little about their condition or even really who they are. Beyond that, they are, you know, as you mentioned, 16 Americans, 1 Canadian, 6 men, 6 women, 5 children, and we know they're from several U.S. states as well as the Canadian province of Ontario. A lot of government officials, when they've been asked about the conditions of the missionaries, have declined to comment, citing privacy legislation as well as an unwillingness to say anything that might jeopardize operations to secure the release.
Mm. Mm-hmm. The U.S. has said it will not pay ransom. So what is the U.S. government doing to get these hostages released?
We know that there are officials from the State Department as well as the FBI who are on the ground in Haiti. They are working with officials at the U.S. Embassy there as well as Haitian law enforcement to secure the release. They've said little about those efforts besides that they're happening and that President Biden is being briefed regularly about them. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police, which is Canada's federal law enforcement agency, is also liaising with U.S. and Haitian officials, but we don't really know whether they have officers actively on the ground involved with them. We know that there are RCMP officers working with UN agencies in Haiti, but to what extent they are involved in the efforts to free the hostages isn't exactly clear, and Canadian officials, including the Prime Minister, have said very little about the one Canadian who is a member of this group.
I see. Let's step back just a little bit here. According to a human rights group in Port-au-Prince, kidnappings have increased by 300% between July and September of this year. So this is just the latest in a wave of abductions in Haiti, which has experienced, as we know, tremendous political upheaval and natural disasters this year. So who are these gangs targeting, and why are they saying they're targeting them?
Haitian gangs are currently being pretty indiscriminate, I would say, about who they are targeting. Young, old, rich, poor, Haitian, from a foreign, it doesn't appear to matter. I mean, as you mentioned, the youngest hostage in this group is an 8-month-old baby. In the past, religious officials appear to be off limits for some of these gangs, but we have these missionaries being held. There was another abduction of several French priests and nuns earlier this year, so members of the Catholic clergy. There have been reports of pastors being kidnapped in the middle of sermons. Religious officials are no longer off limits. We also know of entire busloads of people on their way to work being kidnapped, doctors being kidnapped, prominent business executives being kidnapped. Analysts say that this is the worst in the country's history, and Haiti has experienced waves of kidnappings before. The ransoms range from, you know, $100 to the six figures. And, you know, they've risen sharply since the assassination of President Moise in July, which remains unsolved.
I'm going to have to cut you off.
No problem.
This is a longstanding issue that we'd love to talk with you more about. This is Amanda Coletta with the Washington Post based in Toronto. Amanda, thank you so much.